I didn't hear a lot about transportation last night, for example.
UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim says the governor stuck with a somewhat positive agenda that most lawmakers can embrace.
Didn't hear much about prisons. I bet if you're a local mayor or a governor, or should be a local mayor or city council member, you did not hear much about shared revenue.
Or public school funding or the teacher QEO. But the professor gives the governor good grades for looking forward.
Unlike his first term, the focus was more on longer-term vision as opposed to short-term, fix it for the year and get by.
He especially likes the part of allocating $225 million for the university.
That would go a long way to helping the university. We've, to be blunt, the university is not doing real well right now. I think we need help to maintain the quality that we've had in the past.
But the devil will be in the budget details of how the state can afford the governor's proposals. Realizing the budget speech is yet to come, Professor Heim says not much was said Tuesday night about the state's financial condition.
Wall Street still acknowledges that our accounting is a little bit suspect in the state. That would be a more fiscally responsible thing to do is to focus on that. Problem is that's not very sexy.
The governor's budget speech is February 13th. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.